Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees.
KFHBOT. KFHBOT.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
N8RHK.
Hang on, Stormy.
Hang on, Stormy. Sounds like it might be Dave. N8RHK. Much clearer. Much clearer. N-A-T-Z-E, N-A-T-Z-E, was that you, Dave?
N-A-R-A-N-A-T-V-E.
Yeah, I was just checking this out. Yeah, you're sounding good. You're coming in good.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Oh.
I got the amplifier turned off, so I don't need that. Bay City's closed from my QTH, so I'll be blasting in there. next go around, I'm going to listen to you on the input and see what your signal strength is.
N8RHK, yeah, this is like, yeah, this is the 3-1. I think that's what I pushed in here was on my microphone was the 3-1 here. So, yeah, what kind of 2-meter amplifier do you have?
Well, I got a Mirage amp for 2-meter. I got a Tokyo High Power for 440. And I got an RF Concepts for 6-meter. But the 6-meter antenna and the 440 antenna are been immobile because of the rotor being bound up by the tree branch growing into the antenna. So it's pointed towards Saginaw, and I don't really need to use an amp and beams for talking to Saginaw. But that's a headache I need to do with a ladder and a pole saw and a safety belt and having somebody here so if anything happens, I don't have to lay on the ground in pain for hours. So it's been growing into the antenna for a couple of years, and one of these days it'll get resolved and I'll be back in business.
There you go. Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I'm running a UC2980. I have no idea what signal is. You sound real good. You know, full quieting, no air noise or nothing. Tokyo Power. I never heard of an amp called Tokyo.
Yeah, it's probably 25 years old. It's only 100 watts out. 10 watts in, 100 watts out. My UHF radio, though, has, I think it's 35 watts out on high power, and it's got a 10-watt low power setting, so that's what I use to drive the amp when I'm using it. And trying to remember how many elements I got on my, I got a 440 stat beam. I think they're 211 or 213 element beams. So between the amp and the beam when they're working and everything is back to normal. I used to talk to Canada quite a bit, talk to the repeaters in Canada. And you could get out pretty good, maybe 100 miles or better when the amp and the beams were working together properly, but now I'm stuck on a vertical on 48 meter. So I have to make sessions, any TVE.
Yeah, you have to do what you have to do there. All right.
Yeah, you were S4 on the input. I like talking simplex because the audio quality is much, much better on simplex than messing around going through the repeaters.
Oh, yeah. Simplex. I don't know if you're in Hemlock and I'm where I'm at. I'm like 7 miles northwest of Chesing in the middle of 5 acres, so simplex, I don't know if we could do a simplex or not. Want to try a simplex?
Yeah, like I say, I'm hearing you on input, and all I need to do is pick a frequency. 145.55 is usually what I talk on simplex. I don't know if you can program that in and find the turn the offsets off on your radio.
Okay, I'm gonna go and punch it in now and And if you go there, I will probably be there in just a little bit. N8RHKQSY Simplex.
Yep, N8TVE, I'll be clear.
N8RHK. N-A-T-E-E, N-A-R-H-K.
T-O-T-D-I-S. VHF hub, connected to sentence 7-8.
N-A-R-H-K.
N-A-T-E-E.
Okay, I don't know what you did, but you sound far away and you got quite a bit of air noise with you. They're coming in, white noise. I was down there. It dawned on me I had my lock on my microphone. So I undid that, and then I went to the 15500 and I was calling, but I didn't hear nothing. I don't know if he was on the 3-3 or not, but all noisy again. But Dave, I gotta get out of here. My wife just let me know. So, been a pleasure talking to you on and VHF. Sounding good. Like I say, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the 3-3. I was getting the 3-3 and the 3-1. I mean, real good. No problems whatsoever. So, okay, you take care, be safe, have a great day. NATZD, N-A-R-H-K, I'll be clear, 7-3, good morning.
All right, Stormy, you have yourself a good day. I'll look for you tomorrow morning, see what's going on. Either be on VHF or NHF, so you have a good one. Happy 4th if I don't talk to you tomorrow. NATV's clear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees.
KEA-OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny, 82 degrees.
AE8OOK Mobile, we're clear of this frequency.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, at the K2BSA 8 Amateur Radio Special Event Station. Any operators casually listening out there who could speak to a scout, have a QSO.
KAV8RVP.
What was the call again and name?
Name is Mike, and it's KAV8RVP. Kilo Bravo 8 Romeo Victor Papa, located in Fenton.
Oh, Fenton, that's near Flint, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm about, I don't know, 18, 20 miles south of Flint. North of Ann Arbor.
Okay, I have a, I'm teaching the radio mirror badge here, and I have a scout who would like to have a question with you if you have a moment to spare.
Sure, go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Connor. Can I have a QSO with you?
Sure, Connor. Where are you guys located?
Our QCH is CRA Scout in Metamora, Michigan. How about you?
Oh, copy, Metamora. I'm in Fenton, south of Flint, north of Ann Arbor, off of 23. Where's your home, QTH, your home location?
It's in Troy, Michigan. Troy.
Oh, very good. Well, we just started getting a light rain shower here in Fenton. Looked like it was real spotty, real hit and miss. Might come through here for the next few minutes, and looks like it's going to end. Are you guys camping, or are you guys in buildings where you're at?
Yeah, we're in cabins. I'm in Green's group over here.
Sounds like a good place to be, out of the weather, just in case. You never know.
Yesterday we did volleyball.
We've had some cool nights earlier in the week.
Kind of
warm and muggy, so that's what we end up with this weekend. Are they going to have any fireworks or anything where you guys are at?
Ball on that wire, and we have to push it with two fire hoses shooting water at it.
Perfect double, guys.
Yeah, I doubled with you. I was talking at the same time you were. Come back with the activities. I heard you say you're using a fire hall to push a ball back and forth on a line.
Yeah, the Metamora Fire Department is coming down, and it was setting up a line in between two fire trucks, and we're going to push a metal ball on that wire with fire hoses that we're going to shoot a bunch of water out of it. We're going to have a competition between troops, I mean Green Troop. We're going to have a competition to see who can win and push it to the other side.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds like more fun than the old bucket brigade where they had to have a line of people, one at the water, like a lake or a water source, and one where the fire was at, and have to pass buckets all the way back and forth. I think I'd rather use the fire hose and the fire trucks. I'm sure you guys will have fun with that. Back to you.
Yeah, they're drawing all that water from the lake.
Yeah, usually once a year they have a big fire group meet up in from all different departments around Michigan up in Frankenmuth out at the park. And they do the same thing. They hook up trucks and draft water out of the lake, do different events, put on little shows. They do a parade. And people can go check out the fire trucks when they're parked. Pretty big deal. I don't remember which weekend it is, but it'll be on the Frankenmuth website. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like, don't know what you do when you're at home in Troy. Maybe play video games, but this sounds like a nice getaway.
It is going to be pretty fun, I hope. We have a couple other things going on. We have an ice cream social, or is Order of the Arrow members, which is Boy Scout Honor Society, and Scouts are trying to have Scouts trying to join the Order of the Arrow and get into it to have more people into it. And we're all going to eat ice cream together. It's going to be a fun thing. We also have a chess tournament going on. I hope my troop wins that. At camp here, I'm doing some merit badges. So far, I've done welding, where I got to weld two pieces of metal together and engrave my initials on it. It's pretty cool. And metalworking, I'd say, was one of my favorite ones. I got to make a hook, a metal hook that I twist it up. It looks all fancy. I can take it home and do whatever I want, and maybe hang a hat on it. Down in Troy, I'm from Troy, Michigan. I told you that, sorry. I play a lot of sports and things during the summer. I've had football practice, not so much video games. What are you doing up in Benton?
That sounds great. That's what I like to hear. Less video games and more getting outside playing sports. We've had pretty good weather for, I don't know if you've started your summer football practice, but other than that 90-degree spell we had, the weather's been great. I work from home, so I actually work in IT. I do remote IT support for thousands of call center agents around the country, and just installing some software, doing some reboots for a lady that's having some computer problems, and this particular one I'm working on takes about 45 minutes, so I'm just waiting for all the reboots and installs to finish and give me an okay that everything's finished, and then have her go back to work and give it a try and see if she's back good to go. So. Stay a couple minutes. Heard the other gentleman throw his call out there and thought I'd come back and let him know somebody was listening. KB8RVP.
K-B-8-R-V-P, K-2-B-S-A-8.
Well, very good. Have you ever thought about getting into amateur radio? You know anybody that's got their ham radio license or even ever heard of it before this weekend?
No, I do not know anyone else that has their amateur radio license. This is my first time. It's pretty cool. RFC, thank you for your time. 773, have a good day. Sorry. My first time I'm messing up here, sorry. My RFC is 5/9.
Hey, I thought you did a pretty good job for your first time. Yep, it's neat to find different modes of communications other than cell phones. And the internet, it gets used for public service events. We help out with communications during parades, marathons, Skywarn for severe weather spotting when there's severe weather in the area. So it's really handy also during times of emergency, disasters. Sometimes it's the only mode of communications in the area where the disaster has happened. So it's good to just to find out about it, actually hear how it works. And there's a lot of different modes. You know, right now we're going through different repeaters that are linked together. And I'm sure you can find out about all the other ones. I got to get back to work. I just got another call, 7-3. Enjoy your time there in Metamora. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
All right, 73, thanks for your time.
That
was a good one.
This is November 8, Lima, Oscar Uniform, 10-8, LOU.
We had a perfect double there. I think the station in Metamora was signing out. Go ahead and then pass it over to the other station. KB8RVP, clear.
This is November 8, Lima, Oscar Uniform, 10-8, LOU. Negative contact for the special event, 10-8 LOU clear.
CQ, this is KF8AYD, CQ radio check.
I didn't catch the call on that radio check. But you're hitting the repeater and coming through. Your audio is fairly low, though. KF8DLX.
KF8DLX, this is KF8AYB. Kilo Fox got 8, Alpha Yankee Bravo. Make it for a check.
And KF8AYB, DLX, no problem whatsoever. Like I said, audio is just a little bit low, but other than that, you're definitely legible. KF8BLX.
KF8BLM, this is
Ocean.
Where's your station?
What repeater are you on? Are you on the Bay City?
You guys doubled there. KF8BLX. KF8AYB, you still out there?
Yes, affirmative, I am. This is KF8AYB. Once again, can I ask where your station is?
I am located in New Lothrop. I'm going to the, let's see, the DOT 38 West repeater. Sorry.
Trying to identify the station I'm on, and the frequency. I've taken a look here at the name of the station. This is W8CMN.
That is affirmative. You are definitely coming to the 147.38.W8CMN repeater.
All right, thank you. I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan, so I figure this is Flint. Flint repeater. KF8AYB.
5 VPE. You guys copy me?
Yes, copy that. Doc, please. Huh? That's quite a haul there. Do you know the repeater you're going through? You're actually hitting it? I don't know if you'd be able to hit the Flint repeater from there.
KI5 VPE. You guys copy?
KI5 VSP, this is KSAQYB, yes, I copy you.
Any case now, KI5 VP, trying to do a radio check. KI5 VP, radio check.
KI5 VP, sorry, I didn't catch the last three letters, KI5. This is KSAAYB. I do hear you, but bring back on your call sign, please.
KI5ZCE. Yeah, I've just recently got my license back, and I'm just trying to see if this watchdog even works here. But
yeah, I got you. Your audio is a little bit down.
KI5.
Okay, I'm
still
in the last three letters. KI5. You got
better now?
This is KFAAYB. Yeah, you got a good signal, except that I think the audio is just down and I can't hear the last couple letters.
Yeah, the call is KI5ZCE. Victor Cat Echo.
Affirmative, I got that now. KI5 VCE.
Yeah, I just recently got back in to the hobby there. I was in it way back when I was 12. Now I'm 66, and I just returned after a good 10, 20 years of break there. Roger.
Very interesting. I just got into the hobby myself. I only had maybe 3 or 4 contact communications with somebody. Got my license about a month and a half ago. So I'm 65, so I'm retired now, just starting to get into it and kind of interested in making contact. Where are you located?
Yeah, I'm located out in Shields, Michigan. I'm out in Shields. Copy?
Okay, I'm in Stockbridge, Michigan. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun to get back in there. I've got a base station here. Got an ICOM IC7100, so I've got a pretty good radio put up in the antenna, and I'm trying to reach out and put together a list of different repeaters I can hit.
Yeah, I've got a good on you there. Yeah, I'm just on the HT, and I don't think I've been in there that good into the repeater that well, but yeah, I'm gonna give me an HF and a 2 meter four board, I believe, all in one, and I'll be able to get into it a little bit better there. But hey, you have a good day there. I see my battery's almost dead here. I can tell it's blinking out on me. So hey, have a good day. This is KFI-DC, you listening now.
KFI-5-DCE, that's good to you as well. KFA-KYB, over.
Jason, I was just talking to you. Jason, I was just talking to you there. Would you repeat your call sign? KI5 VCE.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
KEH-MYN from N0UET. N0UET, listening.
KF8CLS, transmission was. Your audio's a little low. If you could pump it up a little more, I might be able to hear you a little bit better.
Well, I'm on a handheld. Is the microphone, does that help?
Yes, roger that. That was actually much, much better. What was your call again?
November Zero, Uniform, Echo, Papa.
All right, you got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray here. I'm on a new low trip on the Flint repeater, I believe, right now, the 147.38.
Roger. I was just wondering, can you tell me how this is? I mean, is it doing well?
The repeater well, like I said, now that you're talking close, the audio is definitely much clearer. You got a little bit of bacon fry behind you, but it's not too bad. Everything's legible. So, you're doing good. Doing a good job out there.
Alrighty, thank you very much. I'm designated. I'm gonna go in the house now. Thanks a lot. This is N0 UEP, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alrighty, no problem there. You have yourself a nice, fine day, and 73 to you. KF8, DLX, and I'm clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
PASTV, listening.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 73 degrees.
Okay, I'll pop the evening.
Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees.